Yutes Shvat Tov Shinayin Gimel. This week we're learning the Parsha of Kabbalah Satoira, and the Parsha starts with Vayishma Yisroi Choyen Midboi Choysen Moshe Eskola Sheroso Hashem LeMoshe UliYisrael Ki Hoitzi Hashem Es Yisrael MiMitzrayim. Rashi says Mashmu Shoma VeBo. He heard the whole story. Israel heard all of these things and he came. And the kids, and Moshe hears that they came and he goes out. And the Pasuk says, Posuk Ches, Vayesaper Moshe Lechoisnoi, Eskola Sheroso Hashem Leparo Lemitzrayim, Aloydeis Yisroel, Eskola Tlo, Asher Metzosom Baderech, Vayatzilem Hashem. Moshe tells him all of the stories, and Rashi says, Lemosha Chesliboi, Lekarvoi, Leteiro, and what he tells him? Everything. Till Vayichat, Rashi says, he told him, the Amon, Abeer, Ateiro, אשר הצילו מיד מצרים. ויאמר ישראל ברוך השם אשר הצילו אתכם מיד מצרים. And the wonder is, וישמע ישראל מה שמוע שמה ובו, the whole stories. He comes to Moshe, ויספר מוישה. Moshe tells over the same stories. כדי לקר ולתאירו. ישראל knows already the stories. Why Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating him the stories? Yeah, for sure, you could answer if you don't want to medayek so much. You could answer, Moshe told him it down to detail. You know, he knew the main thing, but every detail, every one little prat, can't say. And also could be an answer. But I heard a givaldike teretz from Avram Shmulevitz, beautiful vote. Yisroi heard it, from where he heard it, from the news. From the radio, from the newspapers. He heard it with a goyeshe look. It was enough for him to come. Lehiskarev tachas kanfei hashchina. Moshe Rabbeinu told him it from a cook from Torah, from a different view, from a different point of view, a whole different way. It's a whole different Kriyas Yamsuf. It's a whole different Yerida Samon. It's a whole different way when you look at it in the Yiddish eyes, you see a whole different story, a whole different. If we look now, what we had in America, Sandy, a whole big hurricane, you could look at it in the way that the news looks on it. And you can look at it in Yiddish ways, like we spoke. It's a whole different look. It's two different stories. Yisroi heard the story in the Goyish way. But Moshe Rabbeinu told him the story in the Yiddish way. And the Yiddish way has a whole different mashmoes, a whole different look. And this what was mekarev him lekarev taras kan v'ashchino. So Rashi says, v'yisaper Moshe lechosnoi limshir chesliboi lekarvoi. Person has to know, sometimes he reads it in a goyish way, not only that it doesn't have the right effect, it could have the bad effect. But you read it in the Yiddish effect, then it has a whole different look, a whole different mahus. And the pasuk is mamshich vayichad Yisroi al kol ha-toivo asher osa Hashem li-Yisroel asher hitzilo miyad Mitzrayim. So the Mefarshim asks, what is Asher Hitzilo Miyad Mitzrayim? It goes on Israel, would be the right way to say Asher Hitzilom. Kol HaTeva Asher Osa Hashem LeYisrael Asher Hitzilom Miyad Mitzrayim. Like the Pasuk says later, Vayomer Yisroi Boruch Hashem Asher Hitzil Eschem. What is Asher Hitzilo? So, I heard from the Mariv Diskin said Pshat, Chazal says, Shloisha hayu ba'oisa ha'itzo when Paroi was goyza de gzeiro, Bilom sheyoatz, Nidon becherev, was Bilom's eitzo, Iyoim sheshosak, Nidon beyisurim, Yisroi sheborach, olo legdulo. Yisroi ran away, he didn't want to be a part of this whole thing to do the Yidden. But, he ran away, he thought he saved himself from being a part of this killing. But now that he realized what happened at the end of Mitzrayim, so the Pasuk says, Askalateva asher osa Hashem liYisrael asher hitzi loy miyad Mitzrayim. The Pasuk is merames. He saved him, because if he would be near, he would be now killed. So the remes in the Pasuk asher hitzi loy, that he was matzil Yisrael. This is the remes in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is Mamshich. Baruch Hashem asher hitzil eschem miyad Mitzrayim umiyad paroi asher hitzil esaom mitachas yad Mitzrayim. It's a double lotion when Yisroi says the thank you. Baruch Hashem asher hitzil eschem miyad Mitzrayim umiyad paroi asher hitzil esaom mitachas yad Mitzrayim. So it's a double eschem miyad Mitzrayim esaom mitachas miyad Mitzrayim. But we see a difference. Eschem miyad Mitzrayim, esaom mitachas yad Mitzrayim. The Targum says, Shaziv yeschem miyodod Mitzrayim, he saved you from the hands of Mitzrayim. Shavo yesamo, he saved the people mitachas marus Mitzrayim, from the avdus of Mitzrayim. So I saw they say a pshat. Yisrael said, Asher hitzil eschem goes even on Moshe ve'aroi. Miyad Mitzrayim, you were in Mitzrayim, you were not free. But Shevet Levi was not nishtabed. So it's only Asher Hitzil Eschem Miyad Mitzrayim. Aber the Am was working to Mitzrayim. Asher Hitzil Esaom Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. The Am were Meshubet to Paroi. He saved the Mitachas Yod Mitzrayim. This is the Shinui. I want to say one vote on the Parsha. The vote is a vote of the Netziv. And it's a very, very important vote. And I think it's a yesod for life. When Klal Yisrael are about to go to Har Sinai, the Pasuk says, Vayisu merefidim vayavoyu midbar Sinai. And refidim, we have the maisa with Amolek, Rofu yedei min ha-teire. We read it in the end of last week. Vayol refidim, vaylochem shor Amolek im Yisrael. The Pasuk now says, Vayisu merefidim vayavoyu midbar Sinai. We know they were in Refidim. The Pasuk only had to say, Vayisu vayavoyu midbar Sinai. What is this extra Vayisu merefidim? We finished last parsha that they were in Refidim. Vayisu vayavoyu midbar Sinai. Rashi says, Vayisu merefidim, Lomu tzulazo lefarish meichonosu, Vahaloi kvar kosu shemerefidim choynim. Biyodua shemisham nosu. אלו להקיש נסיוסו מרפידים לביוסו למדבר סיני. מה ביוסו למדבר סיני בתשובה, אף נסיוסו מרפידים בתשובה. They did tshuva before they left רפידים. And the question is, okay, for sure this one happened, but what is such a mashmoes? When we're starting here the Kabbalah Satere, בחודש השלישי, וייסו מרפידים ויבואו מדבר סיני, וייחן שמהום כנגד האור, איש אחד בלב אחד, כלל ישראל קום כמתן תרא. What is this הקדומה וייסו מרפידים? The Netziv says, the name Ekdavar, the Pasuk is teaching us a message for life. A person sometimes says, next week I will be a better person. When they will start Eruvin, I will join the Daf Hayomi. Next year, I'm planning to start the Daven in a Minyan, Kmoi Shetzarich. My new job, tomorrow. Kabbalah Satere doesn't work like that. Vayisu merefidim vayachnu b'minbar Sinai. Not only Klal Yisrael said, okay, we had a very weak tkufa b'refidim, when Ben Azmanim finishes, we're coming to Har Sinai, we'll be ready to make Kabbalah Satere. They fixed themselves in refidim. Miyad, this is the reason they managed to come to Har Sinai, ki yishechot belevechot. If you wait to the tomorrow, it never happens. You have to change yourself now. And this is the way you get to the tomorrow. Doshi Reshumas said, in the end of last parsha, Vayemer Moshe v'Yeshua, Bchar lanu anoshim, v'tzeh v'hilochem be'amolek, mochor, ani nitzov. So the Lashon HaPosuk is, Bchar lanu anoshim, v'tzeh v'hilochem be'amolek, mochor, onechi nitzov al Rosh HaGivo. So Pashas means, tzeh v'hilochem be'amolek, mochor, onechi nitzov al Rosh HaGivo. I will be there. Those who are Shumasai, Tzeli lochem v'amolik mocho. The koyach of Amolik is tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow I will start. Next Seder I will start. Next Masechta. Next Sugya. Tzevi lochem v'amolik mocho. Amolik is mocho because Amolik is kar. Asher korcho baderech. Amolik is mekar dan batye. Amolik makes us cold. He pushes it off. Person has a slavus, he wants to change right away. The way it happened is not Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai, then Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Meroi Shahor. No, Vayisu Merefidim, if you leave Refidim and then you come to Har Sinai. And the Gemara says, what is Har Sinai? It's called Har Sinai. So the Pasuk says, Vahar Sinai Oshen. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. The Gemara says in Shabbos, we just learned it 2-3 weeks ago, that if Ayomi, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, what is the Pshat, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai? Shemishom Yordo Sina Leuma Soilom. My Har Sinai, Sheyordo Sina Leuma Soilom. Why it's called Sinai? Miloshen Sina. So Pashas the Pshat is, because we got the Torah in Har Sinai, so the Goyim are hating us. So Sinai is Lashon Sina. Sina is with a Samach, Sina is with a Sin, but it's the same as Shmoyz. But the Mefoshim say it's more from that. It's not the Pshat because the Torah, the Goyim started to be anti-Semitic, to hate us. With the Torah, with the present of the Torah, we got the present that the Goyim hate us. Because what keeps us away from the Goyim? That they hate us, that they don't want to accept us. We saw it in Golus. Every time that we wanted to get close to them, Hashem made that the Goyim will hate us. If we don't want the Goyim to hate us, just don't be close to him. Don't be close to them. I will not learn from them. So when the Torah went down, Mishom Yod Sina was the present that the Goyim will hate us. The Rav Yavoy Tzoyer, Shelo Yilma Mimenu. That this is the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us not to learn from the Goyim. So a person doesn't have to try to think sometimes, oh, how I will make it that the Goyim will like us. Avada, Zaloch Eshlemalchus. A person doesn't have to fight. But not to become friendly, not to become a part of it. Because if you become a part of it, Hashem sends more and more Sina to separate it. We see it every time. I remember years ago, I was a Bacher in Yeshivas Kol Torah. The government here in Eretz Yisrael decided, part of the government, to make intermarriage. They had schools with boys and girls, Arabs and Yidden, and they take them to weekends together. They said, like, this will be Sholem, Ava, Ve'achva. And I remember Rav Shmuel Zalman was mitzava all of the Bochim, Lo Shabbos, after davening, we went down and we were singing Utsu'eitza around the building where hundreds of boys and girls, Arabs, were together. A couple days later, it started the whole intifada with the Arabs. You try to be close to them, Hashem sends the Sina. Sinai! Shemishom Yod Sina Le'um Asa'ilam. We can't fight it. This is the way Hashem did it. It's a present for us. Be'ez Hashem will be mechazek this week. We're getting ready to the Achone. Less than 20 days before Purim. Purim is the time from Hodor Kiblu B'me'ach HaShveirosh. And Be'ez Hashem, all of us will have a good Shabbos, and we'll be zeiche again to the Kabbalah Satere, Nesiyata Dishmaya.